This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
It has been a busy few days for President Trump on Twitter. He's once again slamming the special counsel investigation into alleged Russian collusion and his presidential campaign and urging scrutiny of the Hillary Clinton campaign and effort. The president is also linking the probe to the coming midterms. Chief Intelligence Correspondent Catherine Herridge shows us how.
On Twitter, the president ramped up the pressure, labeling members of the special counsel team, quote, 13 angry Democrats, who, along with Obama administration loyalists, quote, will be meddling with the midterm elections because the president said Republicans are taking the lead. As President Trump went further, questioning why they aren't investigating Hillary Clinton, the Republican-led House Oversight and Judiciary Committees are preparing for a new round of key FBI interviews in early June. Witnesses include FBI espionage chief Bill Priestap, who oversaw the Clinton email and Russia counterintelligence case. While the Russia probe officially opened in late July 2016, Comey testified Priestap told him not to inform Congress for months.
It's usually the decision of the head of our counterintelligence division.
And just, again, to get the detailed on the record, why was the decision made not to brief senior congressional leadership?
Because of the sensitivity of the matter.
These text messages between FBI agent Peter Strzok, Priestap's number two, and FBI lawyer Lisa Page are drawing fresh scrutiny because they indicate Priestap went to London 2 months before the FBI officially opened the Russia case. A congressional source questioned whether the trip was connected. One committee Republican said Priestap, quote, needs to be questioned about his actions regarding the so-called Russia collusion case, including his trip to London in May 2016 and his relationship with the FBI informant. The chairman of the Freedom Caucus wants more on the timing and whether the informant and the Bureau were working together for weeks before July 2016.
When did it start? We do know that actually those confidential human sources were engaging prior to the official FBI investigation. So the question begs, at whose direction? You know, what were they collecting and who were they reporting to?
Some Republicans and Democrats dismissed the allegations.
When they began getting evidence that the Russians were engaged in a broad campaign to try and influence the 2016 election, I think it was appropriate for them to use a confidential informant to investigate what the Russians were up to.
And within the last hour, the Senate Judiciary Committee sent out a notice confirming the Justice Department Inspector General is scheduled to testify a week from today about events leading up to the 2016 election, including the Clinton email case. A source close to the discussion said it's a placeholder and warned the timing could still slip to the following week, Brett.
Kevin, thank you.
You're welcome.
I'll tell you, I can appreciate why you're very pressed about this, and we keep bringing this up to you only so that you're aware and you're in the loop as to what's going on. It is crazy. There's so many moving parts, and I don't blame you for being overwhelmed with all this. And sometimes you get into it and you go, okay, why do I, because I, you know, this thing has been moving so fast, and unless you've been on the track, I mean, this is like a, you know, a prolonged television series. It just keeps on going that you, if you come in midstream, you got to, you know, kind of get a bit of a, you know, a rundown so that you can figure out who all the players are and what it's all about. But it keeps on going. But I think in part, you know, call it the deep state or the shadow government, however you want to refer to it. But these players that are operating in the shadows, you know, played it this way. And I would say including President Obama, because this is all consistent with the model that they've used. And that is that if they just overwhelm us with information like they did with the Affordable Care Act, our health care system that they took over and ran into the ground, that's hanging in there. But yet we're subsidizing at an incredible amount of dollars. But it's almost like we'll subsidize this crazy project, more than a project, this crazy piece of legislation, rather than endure the problems that it brought with it in terms of the impact that it had on our economy, and on and on. But like I said, we'll continue to bring the facts to you. It's up to you. You decide, and we will continue to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. I'm Bill Martinez. It's just about 5 minutes after the top of the hour.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Hello, America. Bill Martinez here. Just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us. And for more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there before your eyes because that's the way we roll. We believe in full disclosure. And, of course, coming up, you're going to have a chance to get your very own copy of the movie I Can Only Imagine in DVD, Blu-ray, disc, compact. It's so cool. We love the movie, and you'll especially love it when you get your own copy of it. You can have your friends, neighbors over, and let them be blessed as we continue to see the hearts of the fathers turning to the sons and the sons' hearts turning to the fathers, huh? Stacey Washington joins us now. It's been a long time since we've had a chance to talk to her because she's so doggone busy. I mean, you know, she's the co-chair of Project 21, the spokesperson for the NRA, and in the midst of all that and her family, she still manages to stay out of trouble.
Can wow, I say that? Bill, I'm not. Very nice intro, although I can't claim to be a spokesperson for the NRA, but I do advocate for the Second Amendment.
Oh, and I'm sorry. I thought you were being a spokesperson for the NRA. No?
No. I definitely appear on NRA TV quite frequently every week, and I do write for them occasionally. The magazine and some of the websites, but no spokesperson duties. They only have one spokesperson I'm aware of, and that's Dana Lash.
Dana Lash, and she's done an outstanding job. And I know the things that you've written about, you know, pro-Second Amendment have been consequential as well, and we appreciate you standing up for our Second Amendment right as we continue to move forward and to speak reason into the insanity, huh?
Yeah, we have to do it. I'm one of those people who I feel like, you know, there's a team and I think we're all on it. And I feel like there's so many of us out there, people who are gun owners who quietly go about their lives working and, you know, working and volunteering, doing things in their communities. They own firearms and they don't talk about it. They don't make, really any kind of big deal out of it. It's just a lifestyle for them. And they don't mind people who don't own guns and they don't mind people who do. They just want to own their firearms responsibly and go about their lives. And I know you're one of those people and I'm one of those people. And so that's why I feel comfortable going out and supporting our constitutionally protected right for that. It's just, it's just the same as our right to go out and, you know, get a job or go to church or not to go to church. Right. It's all of those things. We have those liberties here. And I just want people to kind of look at it that way and then say, what can we do to help kids who are hurting, who are going out and doing these horrible shootings? What about, you know, immigrants, refugees who are doing these shootings, Americans who happen to be, you know, on these medications who are going out and doing these shootings? We can definitely impact that, and we can have our better systems with our government, and we can also have better systems in our private arenas. And so there's room for all of it, and I'm just glad to be able to add my voice.
Well, and I agree with you, Stacey, that we all have a role to play here. And, you know, like in this particular radio show, we like to promote the times where guns have been used in a positive way to save lives, you know, for, you know, the incidences that occur that hurt everybody's heart, that have killed people so wrongly. There are so many, I mean, hundreds of thousands now being reported of where people are saved because there was a good man with a gun against a bad man with a gun. And so those stories are not heralded in the mainstream media. It doesn't fit their agenda, as we say. So in the earnest pursuit of truth, you know, we have to offer some balance here and say, okay, why is it that we have this dynamic tension between those that want to exercise their Second Amendment right and those that want to take it away? And so, you know, there has to be both sides of the stories heard here. And there's not enough, I believe, that gives you, you know, that foundation for reasonable conversation to say, OK, you know, here's some good reasons why, you know, we need to hold. And our founding fathers did realize that, you know, a Second Amendment right was precious to us. And interestingly enough, that it followed freedom of speech right after that. I mean, one, two, those are two big, you know, big rights that we need to hold to, right?
Well, yeah, and you mentioned defensive gun use. You know, the Center for Disease Control, the CDC, had actually done a huge survey, I mean, a huge comprehensive look at all of the data, and they have now reported that you've got 2.46 million U.S. adults between the years 1996 and 1998 used a gun for self-defense. This is based on an enormous sample of 12,870 cases, unweighted, in a nationally representative sample that confirms Kleck and Gertz data from 1995 that 2.5 million Americans used guns defensively. So 3.6 times as often as guns were used offensively by criminals, victims used guns to deter crime. Defensive use of guns is so prevalent in this country, it's probably the most underreported statistic. And I think what's so exciting about us finally finding this out is that we can be pretty safe and assured that while activists may have the bully pulpit of the mainstream media and a lot of television, you know, personalities on cable news support gun control, regular everyday Americans are quietly defending themselves from attackers with guns. Mm-hmm. And they're doing it so often that it's honestly, the most underreported activity going on in the United States, which means that's why they don't have the traction that they've been so surprised that they can't get traction on, gun control. It's because people have used guns to defend themselves. And so they're not going to talk about it. They're not going to go on TV and get interviews. They won't blog about it. But they will not give up their right to
speak. Exactly. Well, it's become such an emotional issue. And as you say, people are saved every day. The thing that is a bit disgusting, as far as I'm concerned, is the CDC, which we pay for, right? We paid for that report. Yeah. And they kept it in the shadows because it wasn't a popular thing to put out. I mean, you see, this is the problem with all this fake news environment in which we live in. And in our government is part and parcel and contributing to this big lie that continues to be manifest, and then we wonder why they lack credibility.
I know. It's one of those things where it would be funny if we weren't talking about real lies.
Yes, so, exactly.
Yeah. I mean, people that we know who may or may not ever tell us that they, you know, pull their firearm out and stop themselves from being mugged or attacked in a parking garage. I mean, the situations are so wild and varied. Mm-hmm. And we see an occasional news report, you know, like the story out of Venezuela or Brazil. I think it's Brazil. A young mom of, you know, 46 years old. She's going to a birthday party. Some guy accosts her on the street. He has a gun in his hand. He shows it to her and says, "This is a robbery." He fires into the crowd of people behind her. Doesn't hit anyone. And during this, she's able to pull out her own firearm and shoot him 3 times. And defend the entire group of people who he was attacking. And that happens in the U.S. billions of times.
Exactly.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it is amazing, you know, in the face of this empirical evidence. But, you know, look at, again, this is the perpetration of a lie that puts us all in danger. Is that really what we want? And, you know, whether it's the NRA, others who are, you know, protectors of our Second Amendment right, we know better experientially, and the facts bear it out. So Stacy Washington is with us, and we're going to talk about Project 21's Better Deal for Black College Students. As soon as we come back, stay with us, America. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
The ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Surely my God is strength of my soul. Your love defends me. Your love defends me. And when I feel like I'm all alone.
Hey, we're back. with you, America, 19 minutes after the top of the hour, just the way you like us, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Stacy Washington continues with us. She is co-chair of the National Advisory Council of the Project 21 Black Leadership Network. Stacy, it's been a while since we caught up, and, you know, here it was, I had you as a spokesperson for NRA. So I know that you were an Emmy-nominated TV personality, popular public speaker, but are you still doing your radio show in St. Louis?
Yes, absolutely. So we're doing 2 hours a day now, and we're now in 20 states on 71 affiliates. So it's going pretty well. And mainly just we're having the great interviews on a daily basis. We love having people in that we can chat with about everything that's going on. So we've had a few White House, you know, staffers and experts like that, but we also interview a lot of people who've written books and are putting that kind of good information out there. So it's fun. I'm honored to get to do it.
Well, good fun. Good fun. Keep up the great work. Stacy, I do want to talk about the better deal for black college students. But before we do, real quick, I want your read on Roseanne Barr and the canceling of her show.
Well, you know, okay, so when the story was breaking yesterday and I was reading the tweet, it was pretty erratic, but I don't follow Roseanne Barr on Twitter. So I don't have any context, like, you know, someone who's read her tweets for years to say, oh, you know, these are normal or these are outside of what she normally tweets. I think the comparison to, you know, the Planet of the Apes was, you know, pretty crude humor. And for someone who is a comedian who kind of trades in that, I see it no differently than some of the things that we've heard from Chris Rock, who said, I believe he said, you know, we need a bunch of white kids to get killed the same way kids in inner cities are getting killed. I mean, if you go through what comedians normally trade, it's usually pretty offensive stuff. Now, that being said, I won't defend the comments, but I do have a couple of questions. How is Bill Maher still on TV after the things he said about Sarah Palin and her family and the really incendiary remarks about their bodies, their physical appearance, really nasty things he said? How is Joy Behar still on TV? How's The View even still on television with Joy Behar comparing Christianity to mental illness and saying that Mike Pence must be mentally ill because he prays to God? She didn't say that about Oprah Winfrey when she said she was consulting God on whether or not to run for the presidency. But, I mean, so we could sit here for 3 hours and go down every nasty, racist, incendiary comment that every mainstream leftist media comedian-type personality has made. And they all still have their jobs, yet Roseanne Barr, one tweet, and her show was canceled. So my thing is, if you're going to cancel Roseanne Barr, also kiss The View goodbye, also Bill Maher's show.
Exactly.
Also, you know, all of
If this is the standard, let's be fair, right? And this is what America wants. They want fairness. And, you know, this is, again, addresses loud and clear the hypocrisy of the left. That's fine. If that's the standard and that's what we're going to live by, then let's have everybody live by that.
Yeah, and not only that, have them live by it, but have it be immediate the way this thing with Roseanne Barr was. Before the advertiser boycotts could even be implemented, that head of ABC, you know, immediately canceled the show. With no thought to the other actors who are, you know, working on the program, who need this program.
Hundreds of people associated with this are now looking for a job.
And a lot of them, you know, sorry to say, because I think that the whole political affiliation being the reason for doing things is idiocy. But a lot of the people who got fired yesterday, along with Roseanne, are card-carrying Democrats. People who have never supported Donald Trump or anything like that. This was a way of Hollywood striking back at a very successful show that happened to paint Donald Trump in a positive light. Now, I've been watching. I'm one of those people who, when I was a kid and Roseanne was on TV, I watched it. I know every little bit of Connor family lore. And so when the show came back, I started watching it. Now, I have not enjoyed this new iteration even a tenth as much as I enjoyed the original show. But for people who were enjoying it, I thought, well, you know, to each their own. So it's not as if, you know, I'm devastated that the show is canceled because it's going to, you know, completely wreck my evening viewing habits. But it's just not fair, Bill. You literally, one tweet, the show is over. But on the left, how many years has Bill Maher been calling women the most misogynistic things based on their political affiliation, describing their body parts on HBO? How many years has he spent denigrating black conservatives, conservatives of any stripe, anyone who politically is opposed to him? He even used the N-word on TV. He said he was a house N-word and got away with that. How does he do that? And Roseanne Barr sends one tweet, which I admittedly, I found it offensive, one tweet off the job. Her show is now, you know, it's on hiatus for the summer. She's not even working right now. A tweet and her show's canceled.
Right.
The liberals have a true double standard problem. And, you know, what's funny about it is you and I both know as Christians, you reap back what you sow. So if you're going to oppress another group of people based on their political ideas, when it's your turn, you don't have anything you can say.
That's right.
It will
we'll get
come
ready
back
for it.
Around, and they'll be on the end of it. They'll be on the tip of the spear, and they won't like it. It hurts, and it's ridiculous, and it's unfair, and they will get it back. It's just, you know, it's just a matter of time.
Well, like you say, a lot of liberals associated with this show, and they're feeling the sting of this bit themselves.
Terrible.
And, you know, of course, you know, Roseanne... this morning, you know, she's swearing off Twitter, but that only lasted for a couple of minutes. Couldn't help herself, said that she was ambient influenced. You know, I guess somebody needs a reason, you know, whether your email or your Twitter feed has been hacked or one deal or another. It wasn't me,
yeah,
you know, blame it on the devil. You know,
just a lack of self-control. Mm-hmm. But the backlash, remember, Roseanne has said some pretty crazy things before.
Yes, right.
This is a part of who she is. Like, anyone who's just waking up to this and going, oh, she tweets stuff that I don't like, where have you been?
Right, exactly. Well, you bring it in perspective when you talk about her comedian background. I mean, that's what drives that. That's in her very heart and soul, and that's what you get with comedians. You get, you know, sometimes you get the A material, and sometimes in order to get the A material, you got to get through some D and F material.
But context. So, Bill, let's say, and again, I don't defend the comment. Some of it, I guess you can see where she was maybe trying to go, but I'm not going to defend the comment. But let's take this tweet and place her in one of those kind of dinner clubs where you got 300 people eating dinner and she's putting on an evening show.
Mm-hmm.
This tweet spoken out loud to that crowd probably would have garnered huge laughs.
Oh, yeah.
And she would have, you know, moved on to the next joke. And
exactly. All
of the jokes would have been equally offensive. And no one would have left that dinner club that night without having had their group, you know, background, looks, whatever, impugned by her. Because that's what comedians do. And so if you're not aware, and it's not just Chris Rock, it's Dave Chappelle. It's not just Dave Chappelle. It's any comedian for the past 30, 35 years. You go back and you watch it, and it's all so politically incorrect that it could never withstand scrutiny today because everyone's got their knickers in a bunch, and they're all whining and crying and losing their minds. Now, I've never agreed with the raunchy comedy, but that was accepted. That was absolutely the standard. Now, all of a sudden, one tweet, your whole world is over.
Comedy is already at risk anyway, Stacey, because... that's, as someone once stated here recently, that it is the death of comedy because anymore you can only be comedic on certain things. There's certain things you can't touch. If you touch the LGBTQ community, you know, certain aspects of black America,
used to be the fun of all the jokes. Now you can't say diddly.
Yeah, President Trump refers to MS-13 as animals and all hell breaks loose. I mean, not that that's comedic. It's just the sensitivity of our culture right now is a bit bizarre, isn't it?
It's bizarre. But, you know, this is, again, the tidal waves move back and forth. They ebb and they flow. When it's their turn to get this, I don't want to hear anything.
Exactly. Well, Stacey, we got to have you back because we didn't touch on our topic about a better deal for black college students, making schools meet minimum graduation rates, stop tuition inflation, and end campus segregation. Some great points that Project 21 is addressing, but we'll have you back and we'll get into more detail, I promise, on that, okay?
Blueprint.project21.org. Go there. Read about it.
Thank you
so much, Bill.
Thanks, Stace. Take care.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you have lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. Call right now. 800-597-9323.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, it's all about you and for you. Why not? Appreciate you sharing a part of your day with us 28 minutes before the top of the hour. You know, it's the season of graduations and all the bustle and hustle of, going to all these different graduations and parties and everything, celebrations that go along with it. It's also a time, I know, you just want to take a breath and say, oh, I just got through it and our child just graduated. But then here it is, it's summer, and this might be a great time to get organized for the college application process in the fall if you haven't done it already. Free from the responsibilities of the school year, parents and students can focus on finding the right college. Now, Aaron Lemon-Strauss joins us, the Executive Director of College and Career Access at the College Board, and he's here to give us details on how to, jumpstart the whole planning process and make the rest of the year a breeze. Are you interested? Stay with us. Aaron Lemon-Strauss right now on Bill Martinez Live. Aaron, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Good to have you with us.
Hey, thanks for having me, Bill.
Hey, let's jumpstart. Everybody's planning here. I mean, summer comes, it goes fast, and before you know it, we're back in school again, but we need to make the most of the time. So what can students do in the summer to get ahead in the college planning process?
Yeah, it's a great question. And Bill, I think you really hit it on the head when you said earlier that the school year is busy. You got clubs, you got sports, you got extracurriculars and jobs and everything else going on. Summer is a great time to get started on the college going process, especially if you're going to be a junior or a senior this fall in high school. Mm-hmm. Now is the time that you can start looking at schools and trying to build a list of schools that are good fits for you. If that might be because it's got a major that you're interested in, or it's close to home, or it's far away from home, or, you know, whatever it may be that, that really excites you about college.
Yeah, in much the same way as when we look for a job, it's a two-way street. I mean, we get to interview the college, and especially, you know, considering what kind of debt we may be taking on being associated with that college, is it worth the investment?
Yeah, that's a great question. So colleges are getting more and more expensive. The good news is that that sticker price, you know, like when you go on a college's website that says it costs $40,000 a year or even more, that sticker price is rarely what people actually have to pay. So between federal student aid and loans and between aid from colleges, your actual net price is going to be lower unless you're, you know, unless you're one of the really lucky ones. Your net price is going to be lower. So it's worth investing that time in figuring out sort of what's my actual net price and what scholarships are available for me.
Exactly. Yeah, because when you start looking at the cost, and of course, you know, if you're running a little bit behind, and you will do and discover, like most parents, when they get there, saying, why didn't we do it earlier? So the sooner the better, because that's what I hear time and again, Aaron, is that people are just, you know, kicking themselves and going, I should have started this a year earlier, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So there's the big ticket items when it comes to paying for college, like federal student aid that opens in October of your senior year. So that's relatively late in the game. But then there's a whole series of scholarships that applications open up before senior year. So if you're listening and you've got a freshman or a sophomore in high school, now is the time to start exploring colleges. And then also exploring where there may be scholarships from groups that you're involved in. You know, there's a scholarship for veterans of the 101st Airborne, for instance. There's a scholarship if you're in an Elks Lodge. There's a scholarship if you, you know, you think about the groups that you're in, the organizations that you're a part of, what activities your kids do. There's a lot of scholarship dollars out there. If you head to bigfuture.org, that's our free website that we produced with colleges and universities, we have a scholarship search tool where you can enter in your information and we'll return back the likely hundreds of scholarships that you're probably eligible for.
Again, remind everybody of that website. That's invaluable. That's great.
Yeah, so it's bigfuture.org, totally free, and it has both college search and scholarship search, as well as checklists for what you should be doing throughout the process, depending on what year you are.
Mm-hmm. Aaron, you're recommending that that students take the SAT test in August. Why?
Yeah, so, you know, in order to get to college, you're going to need to take the SAT or the ACT, you know, those college entrance examinations. This year, the SAT is being given at the end of August, which has a couple of advantages. You know, a big one is it means you can spend the summer preparing for the SAT. You can now do that for free. So Khan Academy, the free online learning tool, has built SAT practice that's got thousands of questions and hundreds of videos and 8 full-length practice tests, all entirely for free for students. So summer is a great time to take advantage of that. And then also once you take the SAT at the end of August, you'll get your scores back in September, which gives you time to apply for early admissions deadlines and gives you time to take the SAT again if you feel like you want another shot at it to boost your score.
Now, you just gave us a great way to prepare for SAT. I mean, that's an excellent resource. Any other ideas for preparation for the SAT?
Yeah, you know, the old way was you'd pay a bunch of money and you'd go to a test prep class or you'd hire a tutor or whatever. It would cost a lot, and it took the agency out of students' hands, right? Like they weren't in control. They were just sort of listening to a tutor. With the availability now of free practice resources from Khan Academy, you can form your own study groups and study together. So you don't need to pay a tutor to keep you on track. Get a friend to do it, or a cousin, or, you know, potentially a parent or a caring adult. You can all log into Khan Academy together, all do your work, and then review answers together, ask each other for help. There's explanations and videos. So it's a way that you can spend time with friends, but do it in a way that's productive and increasing your chances for scholarship dollars and college opportunities.
I'll tell you, that is tremendous. I can tell you, whenever I did joint studies with others, you gain so much more out of it. And to have this available. Now, let me make sure that you understand Khan Academy and the spelling. So when you look it up, it's K-H-A-N Academy. Khan Academy, that's what you want to look up there. What an excellent resource, an excellent idea to get a group of young kids together working on the same objective there. This is going to go a long way. Now, you also recommend, campus visits. What should students and parents do in order to prepare for a college campus visit?
Yeah, college campus visits are a great way to spend some time, as a family, if nothing else. It could be because you've found a school that you're really interested in and you want to check it out, and that's great. It could also just be that you just want to check out a local school and see what life on college campuses are like. I'd recommend talking to the admissions office in advance, booking a tour, and asking if you can sit in on an actual class. See what life is like in a college chemistry class or a college English class. Head to the dining hall or the campus center and see if some students that are there now will talk to you about what life is like at that school. We found that they will, and that you'll get the straight scoop from them, the great stuff and then maybe the stuff that they think isn't so great. And that'll help you make a better decision about whether this school is the right school for you. But more generally, it'll help you get excited about the idea of going to college and taking the next step in your journey.
Yeah, you may not be a blue chip athlete that has the red carpet rolled out for them for a college campus visit, but there's a reason that these schools roll out the red carpet for these blue chip athletes. Yes, they're selling the campus, but they're giving them a preview of what they can look forward to. And, everyday students and parents, you may not be a blue chip athlete, but still those services are available to you, and we recommend that you take advantage of that. Aaron, where can students and families go for more information?
So for more information, head to bigfuture.org. So that's where you can search for schools, search for scholarships, and get started on the journey.
Boy, this is great stuff here, Aaron. I really appreciate you sharing this with us. Aaron is Executive Director, College and Career Access. He leads the College Board's digital efforts to clear a path for students to college and career success, overseeing College Board resources such as Big Future and College Go and partnerships with Khan Academy, that's K-H-A-N, as we talked about earlier, and Road Trip Nation. Aaron, again, we thank you so much for coming on the show and helping our audience appreciate that summer is a good time for planning, and we can get our ducks in a row and look forward to a very successful college experience, right?
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, thanks a lot for having me, Bill.
Thank you, Aaron. Take care.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
This is Dan Perkins for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. In many parts of the country, it's starting to get cooler, and some areas have already had a significant amount of snow. Perhaps where you live, rapid changes in temperatures, highs and lows, can make you susceptible to getting a cold or even the flu. One of the places veterans have forgotten about for getting their flu shots is the Veterans Administration. So here's your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. Go to the VA.gov website and find your closest community health care center. Give them a call and see if they're giving flu shots now. And if not, find out when they're going to start. Ask about what days and times they will administer the shots and the best time for you to come. And by the way, while you're on the phone with them, ask them about pneumonia shots. Get your shots now and avoid the long lines during flu season standing in front of all those sick people. This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hvextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hvextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Interested in trading as a way to generate extra monthly income? Listen up. Before you sign up for some garbage program or awkward in-person seminar, you really need to hear about the online trader program that everyone's talking about. This is the program that allows you to get your account funded with someone else's money. That's right. Apiary Fund will gladly put up to $100,000 of their money into your trading account. And the best part? You get to keep 85% of the profits without putting in a dime of your own money. Apiary Fund and this program are growing like crazy. If you're looking for a way to generate extra income every month and finally learn how to win trades like the pros, just call 800-342-2968. Leave your email address on our voicemail, and we will send you all the exciting details of how to trade Apiary Fund's money and not your own. Call 800-342-2968. And again, just leave your email on our voicemail to get your free report on how you can trade someone else's money. Call 800-342-2968. That's 800-342-2968.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Bill Martinez, live.
Back with the America, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there for you. Got a real treat for you. Forever My Girl. You remember that movie? You had a chance to see it. It's now available. If you didn't, it's available on digital as well as DVD Blu-ray. And we're fortunate to have the writer with us, the author of Forever My Girl, which is now on DVD and Blu-ray, as I said. Heidi McLaughlin joins us. New York Times, Wall Street Journal, and USA Today bestseller. Author of the Beaumont series, The Boys of Summer and The Archers, and of course, this, interestingly enough, was from her first novel, Forever My Girl, that is now become a movie. Heidi, are you like pinching yourself? I mean, like, one end, you're in the Pacific Northwest, you're reading books, now you're in the East, and you're making movies.
Well, I mean, I wish I was making movies. Yes. I'm not that talented, maybe someday in another life. But yeah, definitely I've pinched myself a couple times with this book and the movie and everything that's come with it.
Mm-hmm. Well, kind of amazing that your first book out the door, you've since have written 19 others, so over 20 books you've written, quite prolific. Who ever thought that you had this much in you, right?
I definitely did not. So that's kind of a shock. And when I set out to write not even this book, this is the first one that I published, I didn't really, you know the whole like process and everything, and I did it the traditional way, and I queried agents and all that. And when the first book didn't sell, I wrote this one, and actually wrote Forever My Girl in 24 days. Mm. I saw a picture on the internet that just really screamed everything that the movie stands for: redemption and second chance and first love. And wrote the first 5,000 words that night, and just took 24 days and finished it, and then I was like, okay, now what do I do?
You go look for another inspiring picture on the internet. That's what you do, right?
Oh, I look for them all the time. I'm looking for inspiration everywhere, out the window, with people in the park, people driving by, different stories that I'm told, and like I'm always looking, you know, everywhere that I can. But yeah, had a friend help me navigate the self-publishing world and published it at the end of at the end of December in 2012. It was my birthday present to myself. I'm a two day after Christmas baby. I gave myself a birthday present, and
to make up for all those other presents that got kind of homogenized into Christmas, right?
You know it. Yes, you can feel the pain, can't you?
Right. Yes. Exactly.
Yeah. So, and then here we go. So, it was definitely, it still is very surreal. Right now, last night I was scrolling through the TV guide on my DirecTV and it's like on channel 194 or something like that. And I said to my daughter, I was like, let's watch it. She just looked at me like I've seen it so many times.
Yeah, right. Not again. I promise I'll clean up my room.
Definitely. But it's, it's one of those things. So now my husband, he loves the soundtrack, and everyone, I mean, the soundtrack.
It's always terrific.
He's always listening to the soundtrack, and yesterday he got some new headphones, and my daughter jokingly said, what do you think he's listening to? And I was like, well, he's listening to Forever My Girl. It's all he ever listens to right now.
Right.
And so he pulls them off, and sure enough, Forever My Girl is belting through his headphones, and we just started laughing. But, he's really into the soundtrack. I'm kind of like, I like it every now and again. I just listen to it so much that, kind of just a little break sometimes.
No, I can appreciate that. What is it about this story that has captured the hearts of so many?
I think it's Abby, the little girl that plays Billy. She's just phenomenal in the movie. But more so, it's the fact that it shows people that their first love is not forgotten. And it shows you that, everyone can and deserves a second chance at redemption and, to make up for a rash decision or a decision made early in life that, you can't see the future. So you don't know what's coming. And between the book and the movie, because there are differences except for the majority of the plot is pretty much the same. They both tell the story of forgiveness and that, that first love is just, it's just always there. And, it's just really up to you on how you're going to, make that change in life to either go back to that first love or for both of you to move on together, even if it's separate.
Yeah. There's no doubt that, I think that's kind of a motivator right there, an encourager that we are people that love second chances, another opportunity, because I guess maybe messing up the first time is pretty universal, isn't it?
Oh, I think so. I mean, especially at a young age, and I don't know if it's, necessarily messing up, but it's spreading your wings. It's, you can't follow a path. I think as a teenager, I have a daughter that just graduated college a couple weeks ago.
Oh.
And I keep telling her, just keep going, figure it out, just keep, do whatever. Like right now she's on a European trip and, while her friends are unemployed and looking for jobs, she's traveling the world right now. And that was really important to me because, I want her to just figure it all out before she has to settle down and then, I don't want her to be 22 and walk into a career and then say, oh, this isn't what I wanted to do.
And so, be locked down and not have the opportunity to go and travel.
Absolutely. And so I think that, that ties back into the movie and the book where, Liam and Josie are this young couple and they have this American dream of, the football, the cheerleader. And then all of a sudden this music part plays into it. And, what you don't realize is the back part of that is that when it's an industry type situation, there's always other people pulling you in different directions. And so, they try to entice you and say, oh, look, it's so much better over here. And then you just kind of follow and you follow and you follow until you reach that point in your life where you're like, oh, all I've done is follow someone else's path for myself. I need to go figure out my own thing.
Exactly.
And that's where that's where your redemption comes in.
Well, I keep telling my kids, Heidi, that experience defines preference. And like you told your daughter, go out there, go get some experiences and really know as best you can at that time when it's time to make a decision what it is that you want to do.
Absolutely. If you don't go out and try everything at least once, you're never going to know what you're missing.
Well, you know, the movie, no doubt, addresses forgiveness. Another one of those things that, boy, I'll tell you, we need to keep to the forefront. You know, we're so reminded of forgiveness because we're human beings. You know, we're not perfect and we're going to make mistakes. And, you know, we're told to forgive. That's probably one of the best gifts we can give to anybody is to forgive them of their offense. And at the same time, one of the best gifts we can give to ourselves, right?
Absolutely. I think in today's, you know, society, I think we just kind of strive off the negativity, and when we really should be, you know, forgiving and looking at the broader spectrum of everything and seeing how or why or how we could help someone or how we can, you know, make someone's day better just by being mm-hmm. human and decent and, you know, showing everyone that, you know, you make a mistake, you know, you make a mistake and you move on. You erase it with your little eraser and then you turn the page and start over again.
Right.
That's life.
Well, and the one thing about mistakes is people know it, right? We all know it. You know it. I know it. It's and the best way to get through it is to, hey, just admit it. We get through it. We get on the other side of it. And again, you know, I find the best relationships are honed in those valleys of life when it is tough. Because when we get through those valleys, then we go to the peaks. You know, the peaks keep getting higher depending on the valleys we get through, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah I mean, if we're not going to... You don't have your hiking shoes on, you're kind of in trouble.
Without a doubt. So why do you think the audiences relate so well to the characters that you write about, Heidi?
You know, so that was like one of the early on things is that when I was creating these characters, I really wanted them to feel like that they were your neighbor or that you went to high school with them or maybe you went to college with somebody or you knew this person or you'd seen them in passing or they helped you. So I really wanted to have that more of a realistic feel to them so that you could be like, oh, this happened to me in high school, or, oh, yeah, you know, I had my first love, but it didn't work out. We tried again. And so, you know, with these characters, and in fact, with all my characters, I really want them to feel like they're your friends, mm-hmm. that there's someone that you can count on or that somebody that, you know, you can turn to just for a quick conversation, a cup of coffee, or in your time of need. And so that was really my focus when I sat down and started writing these characters, that I wanted them to feel human mm-hmm. and not just a name on a piece of paper in a book that of a page that you know you flip. And so with Bethany, who wrote the screenplay and directed the movie, she really got that. Mm-hmm. And so she took my, you know, she took my vision and meshed it with her vision and really got these characters to just show us how much they were like us. Like, you know, their story could be your story. Their story
exactly.
could be my story and so on else. So, you know, it's not an unrealistic story to, you know, to have your first love disappear or, well, I mean, hopefully it doesn't happen that way, but, you know, for, you know, life to throw you this monkey wrench and for, you know, everything to circle back. So that was, you know, that's always my focus, is that these characters are people that you can relate to.
Well, a great title, great storyline, and an exceptional movie, Forever My Girl. Heidi McLaughlin, congratulations on the movie. It must be a thrill to see your books come to life on the big screen like this. This is rather unique and special. Heidi McLaughlin, New York Times, Wall Street Journal, and USA Today bestselling author of the Beaumont series, The Boys of Summer, and The Archers, and of course, the author of Forever My Girl, now available on digital and Blu-ray DVD. Thanks, Heidi, for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
healthcare